Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, and we are going to talk archetypes, and we're going to talk about the energetic, all of this energy, all of these changes that are going on in our world. Today is 12-12-12. You know, this is the last triad of numbers for about, I think I heard 89 years, so be the last one for us. We'll reincarnate before it gets back to 111. Now, keep in mind that tomorrow is the new moon, and it is the last moon of 2012, and I understand that tonight there's going to be a meteor shower. So no matter how you look at this period of time that we're in right now, there are major energetic changes taking place. And, you know, one of them would be alone would be powerful, but all together it is major collective movement. So for the past week, in my house anyway, it's felt like the universal energy was kind of shaking us out. Scattered appointments, actions were all over the place. It was like nothing could settle down and flow forward. All I could do was just kind of hang on and go along for the ride. In addition to the 2012, or 12-12-12 that we're in, we also have the 12-21-12 solstice, which is coming up about a week from Friday. So were you having an end-of-the-world party? Some of my friends are. All over the world, they're planning a party, so that should be fun. And I personally don't think it's going to be the end of the world. I understand that it's a galactic alignment, and this is the alignment of the December solstice sun with the galactic equator. And what this means is that we have, the Earth has shifted just a little bit on its axis, about one half of a degree. And while I don't know all the technical ins and out of it, I do know it's the first time, and it occurs, that it has occurred in 26,000 years. And they feel that this is what the ancient Maya were pointing to as the 2012 end date of the long calendar. So rather than ending the world, I think it is about us taking a next step. And I want to cover the hedonist archetype because this is a great archetype to be moving into. The hedonist is about enjoying life. It is about tasting life and feeling life and, you know, all the sensory pieces of that the world has to offer. So when we move into this new energy and we move into the hedonist archetype at the same time, it opens us up. This is a time to remember the spirit that is you. It's a time to remember your connection to the earth, to heavens, to love and life, and your heart. We're moving into heart energy. So I've invited Michelle Arbo to come and be our guest today. And she is just a fabulous numerologist. I took her webinar, and if you ever get a chance to take it or take one of her classes or even get a numerology reading, please give her a call because she is fantastic. So, Michelle?
Yes.
Yes. So
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You were the one I thought it could explain all of the energies of the numbers. I know that 12-12-12 is going to be an 11. That's about as far as I get. So tell us a little bit about the numerology of this auspicious occasions that we're going through.
Well, you know, it is an 11, and I know a lot of people listening are probably going to say, oh, there's that 11 again, because it's throughout the Mayan literature and even the Mayan math displays that 11-11 symbolism. So they knew something about whatever this 11 is representing. And I obviously, you know, being a numerologist, have some theories about this 11. But today in particular, you know, and a lot of people do feel like that, that today is kind of like either a gateway day where something is shifting or something is happening or we're taking a leap forward. It's kind of one of those days just before Armageddon or the end of times date that things are coming together. Because if you look at 12, 12, 12, before you actually even break it down, 12 is the whole and complete number. And then 12 reduces down to 3, which is the number of unity. So when we have a combination of 12/3 or 12/3 written like that, it is the whole and complete number and the number of unity coming together so that it's this energy where everything's coming full circle. Or the dots are connecting, so to speak. So today very much does feel like that to me, even though I already know what the numbers symbolize. It does feel like that. It feels like something is coming together today, or something is aligning, or it is kind of like a gateway energy where we can step forward or step into it. And so that, you know, that's what the energy means on a kind of a superficial level if you look at the 12. But if you take the full gate and add, you know, 12, 12, 2012, and add each individual digit, so it would be 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2, it's 11, and so is Doomsday, which is December 21st, 2012. And as well, the U.S. Naval Observatory says that the winter solstice is officially at 11:11 a.m. Universal Time. So all of these 11s.
Yeah, we're getting it from all directions. Now, let me just interject here. When we say doomsday, how do you define doomsday? Or Armageddon?
Well, a lot of people feel like it is, you know, the end of times, and I know the media has really portrayed that in movies and and just you know, what if this and what if that kind of scenario. And I know biblically, they, you know, the Bible does talk about the end of times and the world ending by fire and brimstone, all kinds of different predictions, and Nostradamus, you know, predicting certain things. And it really isn't that at all. It is the end of times. I will agree with that. It is the end of times. It really is.
I agree with that.
Because we are actually leaving a lot of this past stuff behind us, a lot of this past way of being, and the financial crisis, in my opinion, is actually Armageddon, because it's what our society has been built around for a long time, and those systems are no longer working for us going forward. So it is a time for us to revamp old structures, to look at things in a different light, a different perspective. So it is the end of times. It's a time of renewal and rejuvenation and change in perspective completely on so many levels.
I see it also as, in addition to that, as the end of time, but I also see it as the end of the mental stage, the ego, and moving into the heart energy, as opposed to being strictly in our head, like money and banking and so on and so forth. And it just felt to me that these past, 10 years, have been almost a battle between light and dark. Are we going to the heart side, or are we going to stay in the linear head?
Yes. And it's so true, because talking about this 11, I want to give everyone a little bit of a backstory on why this 11 focus. Because, I mean, look at the previous century. In the 1900s, it was all about money, power, greed. It was about the 9 energy, because everyone had a 9 in their date of birth. So it was this energy that was focused on the number of ambition, idealism, and responsibility. So we were all climbing the corporate ladder. We wanted to accumulate things. It was all about accumulating money and all of the things that go along with money. So now that we're in the 2000s, we really don't know what to do with ourselves, and we've kind of been lost for a little while. And it's because this the two energy is vastly different from the 9. The 9 is so go-getter. It's very leadership. The 2 is the number of intuition, sensitivity, and cooperation, and also peace and harmony. It's the energy that is the soulful plane, whereas the 9 is the mind plane. So we are kind of flip-flopped from, you know, the head to the heart, like you say. And now what's happening is that we are becoming, and, you know, a lot of New Age communities talk about us becoming awakened, or being an awakened soul within a human body. So for the first time, we are recognizing that, you know, we are a soul in human form. And although we've already known this in theory, we're actually becoming aware of it fully and completely. And what's happening is that we can't really shed the whole ego thing completely, because we need it. But it's not meant to dominate. It's meant to be a tool for us to use while our soul is in human form. So what's happening is that the balance is shifting, And we're bringing back in that spiritual side that we put to the wayside during those 1900s, which was all about the ego. So what's mm-hmm. happening, if you take the nine energy, which is that ego stuff, that money, power, greed, and you add it to the two, which is what we're in now in the 2000s, you get 11. So we are merging the two. But now it's not about the nine dominating or the two, really. It's about both. It's about coming together as being a human with a soul, and how do you live like that? How do you live awake in a world
that's
still physical?
Yes,
yeah.
How do you manifest that out into your life? But still,
that's right.
Absolutely, still holding on to the spirit and heart part of yourself, part of your spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so that
amazing,
11 is huge. Yeah, I mean, the Mayans knew something. I mean, they were talking about those 11s forever, and that was, you know, they're saying essentially that we are moving to the frequency of the 11, which is those two energies combined, the 9 and the 2. So that is why, for example, you and I, Roy, were talking about time speeding up. It's because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they talk about that veil becoming thinner between worlds, and yes, in essence it is, because our frequency is becoming more in alignment with our more soulful self. But we're still in human form, so it's not quite there. But it's, you know, we're sped up in terms of our frequency, because that 11 is the highest spiritual number. So we are living, or we're working toward living, being that highest spiritual frequency while still in human form, which is like the ultimate evolutionary step for us as humans, really. And you know what? As I'm saying this, Roy,
uh-huh.
it is 1:11 p.m. on my computer.
Yes,
in mountain time.
I find it's 2:11. Yeah. Interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it? I have since the webinar that I did with you, I have been paying attention again to the frequency, the numbers, and how frequently I see them. And 333 seems to be popping up in my awareness all the time. Every time I look at a clock, it seems to be 333. So.
Well, that's
that
the number of unity, right? Which is what
yes.
I'm talking about today.
Yes.
Today, it's almost like maybe the spiritual realm is telling you today is the day that we are unifying on some level, or there's some sort of coming together, or these scattered pieces like you and I were talking about as well, where it feels scattered, that these scattered energies are starting to come back and unify and allow us to kind of step through this gateway or whatever it is that's manifesting today that really feels like that's what it is. But yeah, they're telling you, well, I mean, 333, I know Doreen Virtue mentions that it's the Ascended Masters are near and they're helping you,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
numerologically, 3 is the number of unity. So it is the number of unity, but it's also the number of imagination. So as humans, we are creators, right? And we create
uh-huh.
through the imagination. So again, it might be another gateway energy for you to say, you know, it's time for you to create what you desire, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't you think it is for everyone at this time with these planets and vortexes, or vortite, what is it? I can't remember the plural for vortex. But as they open, it's time
yes.
for all of us to start aligning in this new paradigm.
Yes.
And so any suggestion for someone who is just starting out and just becoming aware, what would you suggest?
I would go really basic in terms
mm-hmm.
of following your heart, following your gut. Because I'll tell you, you know, that was huge for me when I was lost. I mean, about 2
mm-hmm.
years ago, I was completely and utterly lost. I thought I had it all together. I thought I had my empire built, and
mm-hmm.
I was working away at it. But then I realized, you know what, I'm not living what I wanted. I was living everyone else's vision of me, and I had
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
let it all go. And so it was the moment, and I was, you know, I'm a certified control freak, or I was. I'm not any longer, but I was. I had to know, you know, what I was supposed to be doing and how I was supposed to be doing it. I had to have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I realized I couldn't have control and still be able to manifest what I really, truly wanted. So I had to let it all go. And the moment I did, and the moment I started going with my gut and my heart and how it
mm-hmm.
felt rather than how I rationalized everything, it was like everything aligned, and I was in the
mm-hmm.
flow of synchronicity, and I've never looked back, and I have been in such a flow of synchronicity just from making that switch alone. So if there's any
mm-hmm.
advice I could give to people who are navigating the shift and having a hard time doing so, follow your gut. Don't go with your head. even if your head, you think it's right and it's, you know, the rational thing to do, how does your gut feel? What does your heart say? It's always, always, always right.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And sometimes it's difficult. You know, I work with people who have turned off the heart for so long, it's like they don't understand the language of the heart anymore. So it's resensitizing one in order to get back to that part of giving themselves permission, A, to listen to their heart, and then permission to follow their heart. It's not always, I mean, when we talk about it, and I went through major shifts like you did, it sounds rather easy, but it can be quite a challenge stand up and say, yes, this is where I'm going, and no, I can't see the road, and I'm going anyway. So
yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So when we become conscious in this, and I feel like this particular alignment of energy is bringing that consciousness to us, and I don't, and exposing us to a higher spirit, I don't think we can hide from it. I think we're going to either accept it or it's going to be a challenge. So I would suggest that they become conscious of who they are and what their purpose is in life, and, as we said, have the courage to go out and create it. So,
yes.
Intention.
And I think the shift is I think we're having a little bit of a delay. Yeah.
We are. I was just going to say our intentions are everything. So.
It is. It truly is.
Now, did
but I
you
do
have
actually,
any difficulty with when you set your intentions to give up every, you know, your control issues? Did you have any challenges on that?
Yes. I mean, like I say, I was a certified control freak, right? I was to the ninth degree where I could not even bear not knowing what was ahead of me. It just scared me to death. But I had no choice. I mean, I had no choice. I was completely and utterly miserable. I couldn't live another day like that. So it was a choice between, do I keep the control or do I live a miserable, unhappy life? And so it was like the breaking point for me. And I think I had to get there. It was like my rock bottom, right? And I don't expect everyone to get to rock bottom, but, you know, there are so many people who are at rock bottom right now. And I think that that's what a part of the shift is about, is realigning with that heart center, that energy that we have really not stepped into for a long time. Even the women's movement, I mean, we entered the workforce and we dropped our femininity. And this year in particular, there's so much of this influx of divine feminine energy coming back in, and women are really stepping into their personal power as feminine women, but still in the roles that they have, you know, carved out for themselves in the work world. So there's this new balance coming in, and men are watching, because a lot of men are struggling with this because of this new wave of more feminine energy coming in. And they're not really sure how to get in touch with that themselves, but they're trying. And even my husband, you know, he's probably not going to be pleased I'm talking about him on air, but, you know, he's been very emotional, extremely. And he said, you know, there's never been a time in my life where I felt so emotional, like I feel like crying some days. And I said, yeah, because it's that energy, that divine feminine. It wants everyone to be balanced. It wants us to be in touch with both sides of ourselves, whereas we really haven't been. So I'm really seeing it manifesting in men in particular. So it's interesting.
That is quite interesting. I know here in the States we have this battle going on politically about women's bodies and who controls it and who gets to, you know, how women get to make their choices and so on and so forth. And I see that as the battle between, just like the light and dark, are women going to stand up, like you said, and accept their femininity, accept the goddess energy that is coming to bear, and accepting the fact that we need to balance?
Yes.
I find it interesting in the, you know, as we know, the outside world is a creation of our inside world. And so I think we're being challenged. Do you really, as women, do you really want to live in that goddess feminine energy and balance the head and the heart like that? So, and I think we're doing well so far.
I think so.
Yeah,
it's so true, though. You know, I think our view of what a feminine woman, or, you know, that embracing that femininity has been almost a sign of weakness, and now we're understanding that it's not a sign of weakness at all to be feminine and to embrace that side of ourselves. And I, for one, you know, I consider myself a strong woman, and I've been one of those people that have pushed that femininity to the wayside and really charged full steam ahead, and I'm really feeling it this year. I'm really feeling like, you know what, I can be feminine and still be, you know, an entrepreneur and a leader and all of those things that I was, but I can still be feminine doing it. So I'm feeling it, and my husband's feeling it, and my daughter's feeling it. So there's so many people I'm witnessing just in my own life that are really seeing things coming together, that balance, that equilibrium that we're supposed to be, because that's what it is to be a spirit in human form, I think.
Yes, and to embrace both of those, feminine and the divine feminine that moves through our lives. So what were some of the challenges that you had with the feeling or not feeling feminine? How does feeling feminine, give me a concrete example, I guess that's what I'm asking for.
Well, I always had this aversion to, and I worked in corporate for many years, and I had to leave that behind, of course, because it wasn't my passion, but I had an aversion to wearing dresses, and I just could not bring myself to wear a dress, and I thought in my mind on some level, and I probably didn't even admit this to myself at the time, but in my mind it was a sign of weakness if I wore a dress, and those kinds of things. I really struggled with that, and I think, you know, coming from a childhood where I had not a lot of control over my situation. You know, I was my mom was on welfare, and it was just a very hopeless and kind of loss of control feeling that I had growing up. So when I was out in the work world, I thought, you know what, I'm never giving this power up for anything. And when I got married and had my daughter and I had the year off, I felt devastated that my husband was the breadwinner and supporting the family almost solely. I just couldn't handle it. I could not handle having someone else support me even for that short amount of time. So these are the kinds of feminine issues I was dealing with. I had to be in control, and I had to be the dominant one, and, you know, that just was going against my femininity.
And what were your numbers at that time? Did they play into where you were with this? Because I know from your webinar that, you know, we go through different phases, different levels of awareness when we're in certain numbers, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Yes. Well, I was under a 5, which is all about career, right? It was all about aligning with what I truly was here to do. So this 5 energy, it's a number of freedom of expression. So I did feel that need to be free and not be dominated and those kinds of things. But I think I took it to the extreme. I think it was more of a fear-based freedom that I was seeking, rather than, you know, the balance that we're talking about.
Yeah, I figure any woman who's given birth knows that femininity is not weakness.
No.
Yeah, see, the guys do that. That takes strength and courage and commitment to have.
Yeah, well, I always joke that if men were the ones to give birth, we would have been extinct a long time ago.
Exactly. Exactly. So I want to get back to things that the listeners can do in order to align themselves with this new energy that's coming in. And one of the ideas, you know, of course, I'm big on setting intentions, big on writing down what you want. I think this is an ideal time, since it feels to me like a transition period. So I'm suggesting that they look at what needs to be released and what needs to be brought in. So what would you suggest?
Yes. You've got it. You really do have it, because this is what this year has been. It's a 5-year, so it is the number of the heart. So we're looking more at our emotions and what we need to release, and it is about releasing this year. It's about turning the page. It's about letting go of the things that no longer fit in our lives and just releasing those past emotions and our past image of ourselves that really doesn't align with who we're becoming and who we're blossoming into. And then next year is a 6-year, which is all about creativity and creative expression. So it's about beginning again and creating anew and creating the vision of ourselves that we truly want, rather than, like I was living, what I thought everyone else wanted me to be. So it is this period of releasing and healing and seeing the greater vision of ourselves and globally, too.
And it's like going beyond your own limitations or boundaries that you set up. That idea that we have become what it is that other people want us to become, I think is true. I don't know about men, but I know for women that seems to be just a strong influence for us. What do you want me to be, I'll be it, instead of becoming aware. Or like you said, we go to the linear. We have this ideal or ideal of what woman is. And, you know, I went through the same thing with going into business because I didn't want to be a housewife. I didn't want to sit with other ladies and talk about children and bathrooms. I wanted to create. I wanted to be out there doing something. So, I think we do. I think the pendulum swings to the, you know, to the extreme, and now it's come back to center. So, we have a few minutes left here. So what would you suggest for solstice?
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's so much. People are just kind of sitting on pins and needles waiting to find out what this date is going to bring. And I, you know what I think? I think a lot of people should just clear their calendars. And, of course, it's close to Christmas, so a lot of people may have their calendars cleared. But just enjoy the day, because it's like a day of rejoicing to me. Because when it comes, it's going to signify, you know, turning the page. It's a new beginning. It's a time for us to just, you know, spread our wings and fly. So I just think enjoy the day, because it's going to be a beautiful day energetically, and there's nothing to fear. Absolutely not.
Because it's an 11th.
That's right.
It's bringing in release. I suggest that they do ceremony to release and create a new, because like you said, it is turning the page. So, and I'm excited that we're going into a year of creativity. That works for me.
Well, me too. And it's also going to be a year of nurturing as well, because six is a motherly energy, and it's all about nurturing the self, and it is the visionary energy too. So we're seeing the bigger picture, the greater scheme of things. So when we're creating next year, it's going to be from a broader perspective. It's not going to be, you know, small little things. It's going to be, you're going to see so much tweaking on the old, but just, you know, new inventions, the whole nine yards. It's going to be great.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's just, busy
and
year.
Exciting. Yeah, exciting year. And very much into the hedonist archetype, who enjoys everything. So I'm excited.
Thank you
so much for joining me today. This has been delightful, and I know all
my
the
pleasure.
Listeners enjoy hearing it. So I think we are out of time.
Yes. All right. Well, great. Well, let's thank you, everyone, for listening. I mean, it's going to be a great year, so let's enjoy.
Yeah, and let's do this again. Come back on as my guest.
I will. I will do.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
No problem.
So there we go. The solstice, the 12-12-12. And I do encourage you to do your own ritual. And release. Let go of those things that no longer work for you. If you look at it and you don't love it, it's time for it to go. So I will see you next week, and we're going to have a special guest. Deb Karpak is going to be with us. She is a Reiki master, and she has changed her life, and we are going to find out how she did it, the process that she went to, and where she is now. And this woman is absolutely living the hedonist archetype. She enjoys everything, and I hope you do too. All right, we'll see you next week.